Colin Wiggins, National Gallery's Head of Education.
Madame Mortessier, alone on her chaise longue looking out at the spectator, the reflection in the mirror, I think, almost adds to her sense of voluminousness. She's certainly a very pneumatic-looking lady with those pudgy fingers. Try imagining her with her clothes off. Now, of course, the person who would see her with her clothes off is Monsieur Mortessier, her husband. Her husband was a wealthy banker, and a picture like this is very much a status symbol. Ingres, the painter, was top of the range. I mean, very, very expensive and highly sought after when he painted this picture. So it's almost like Monsieur Mortessier boasting, I think, hanging this picture on the wall of his home for his banker friends to see. It says, look at me, I am so rich. Not only have I got a slightly heavier than normal wife, I can afford to have Ingres paint her and hang the picture in place of honour in my private home. Monsieur Mortessier, I think, is almost treating his wife very much as a kind of possession, something to show off. I wonder what actually is going on in her head. I don't think there's much there, really, which is a bit sad. But, of course, that's what the husband wanted, an empty-headed piece of porcelain. In fact, I think there's a neat little joke in the picture because Madame Mortessier is painted in that beautiful dress which looks almost like a piece of porcelain itself. And you'll see her round figure rhymes with that round porcelain pot that's on the shelf in the background. I wonder if that's Ingres having a little joke about empty vessels.